Shabbos Perek Yud Tes Mishnah Aleph, the 19th Perek of Shabbos, discussing Bris Mila on Shabbos. So there's a mitzvah, of course, to do Mila on the 8th day. And the point of the first couple of Mishnahs here is that on the 8th day, the Bris Mila, even though doing a Mila would normally be like a Malach of Shechita, let's say, or making a Chabura, etc., and that would involve Chilul Shabbos, one is permitted to do so because the mitzvah of Mila Bezmano, doing Bris Mila in the proper time, overrides Shabbos. It surpasses Shabbos. That's true only if we're talking about a Bris Mila on the 8th day, meaning if a child on the 8th day, let's say, was 8 days old on the Friday, but the doctor said you have to wait another day, so comes Shabbos, the 9th day, there's no Bris Mila done, you push it off till the 10th day. But on Shabbos itself, if the child is exactly 8 days old, then Bris Mila will supersede Shabbos and be done on Shabbos, notwithstanding the fact that normally it would be Usher. The question that our Mishnah focuses on, what about not just the meal itself, but things that are machshirim, heksher, like preparatory acts that are required to do the meal, are those permitted to be done on Shabbos also? So that's the machlokas. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't bring the ismal, which is the scalpel used specifically for Bris Mila, it hadn't been brought before Shabbos, and now it's, say, across the way in the Rosh Hashanah or outside the Tchum, whatever the story is, me'vil b'Shabbos magula, you could bring it on Shabbos, even though carrying the knife to the street would be some kind of chilul Shabbos like chotzah, etc. No, it's okay. You're allowed to do it because of the mitzvah of Mila, and in fact, you bring it out magula, which means exposed. Everyone can see you're carrying this knife, and the reason why is we're proud of the mitzvah of Shabbos, the mitzvah of Mila, and it's so chaviv, beloved to us, that it overrides Shabbos. So we're very open about it. Ubisakana. Now, if we're talking about a scenario of danger, so this is probably a reference to the time that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, the Bar Plukta here, lived. In the beginning of the 2nd century, the Common Era, the Hadrianic persecutions, Hadrian forbade circumcision in Judea and by the Jews. And that being the case, they couldn't walk around proudly saying they're about to do Bris Mila. That would be dangerous to them. And that being the case, they're going to conceal this ismal, this scalpel. That being the case, mechaseu al pi edim, it should be concealed, but there should be two witnesses to confirm that the guy doing the illicit carrying of the knife through the shusarabim is just carrying that, nothing else. We want to keep his name clean. People shouldn't think he's also taking other things as well. Va'oh, not only that, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, but you could even do anything that's required to make sure that the mila gets done in the proper time, meaning you can do other preparatory acts. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, in general, meaning it's not just about mila. Let's say, for example, Korban Pesach is also Dochet Shabbos, so he would similarly hold that if you have to do some other preparatory act to do your mitzvah bezmana, it would push off Shabbos. Once the mitzvah is pushing off Shabbos, so too the hechsher, the preparation, would push it off as well. So here by Bris Mila, he says, for example, this is how far it goes, Korsin Eitzim, you could chop down trees, Lasos Pachamen, to make coals, charcoal, Velasos Kli Barzel, you'll need to have this coal to produce iron in the furnace. So you see, obviously, there's many malachas involved in chopping down trees, all the way to having a finished scalpel. Nevertheless, Rabbi Eliezer says, all that's permitted because it's a hechsher, it's part of the prep to get the Bris Mila done in time. Kol Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Noah thin duin. He disagrees, and he says, the principle in terms of malach on Shabbos, it's true you can do whatever it takes on Shabbos through the Bris Mila, even if that would otherwise be considered to be a chil Shabbos, but only things, kol malacha she'ef shalas osa me'erev Shabbos, if it's something that could have been done before Shabbos, like bringing the knife from across the street, you could have done that Friday afternoon, then eino doches a Shabbos. Such an act would not be permissible on Shabbos. It doesn't push away Shabbos. V'she'ef shalas osa me'erev Shabbos, but certain halachas simply couldn't be done before Shabbos, like you can't do the Bris Mila on the 7th day, on the Friday, so then certainly doches a Shabbos, that would be doches Shabbos. And that indeed is the halacha, like Rabbi Akiva, that malach in general, and say for Bris Mila, only the things that couldn't be done before Shabbos can be done on Shabbos. So, for example, if you don't have a scalpel and it's only across the Rosh Hashanah, so you even couldn't ask a goy to bring it to you, because we're not relaxing the halachas of Shabbos, and asking a goy to bring it is an isra derabanan of Mir La'akum. No isra derabanan are being relaxed to do Bris Mila. That could have been done before Shabbos. Of course, says the Shulchan Aruch, if it's just like a some sort of, you know, like a karmelis, a mavui, something where the goy would have to bring it through. It's just darabanan. So we haven't got a problem of a shvus to shvus of, you know, of asking a gemir la'achim to do an iser darabanan would be permitted and so on. But in any case, the point is we're not relaxing any halachas of Shabbos if this could have been avoided if you had done the proper preparation before Shabbos. Otherwise, bris milah on Shabbos for a bris bizman is indeed the halacha. We do that on Shabbos.